This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. From Sarah Ballen's new album called Elmwood Station. And Sarah is our guest today here on The Folk Show. Welcome to The Folk Show, Sarah.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Want to tell us about that track?
Yes. Well, that is it's kind of a funny track. It's a Swedish piece of music written by Benny Andersson of ABBA fame. And who knew that he was a traditional fiddler. Well, actually, he plays accordion, too, but he's a traditional Swedish player. So, and I found it. And he wrote that in the 80s, and it was on YouTube.
Right. From Dancing Queen to King Amina Clocker.
I know. Isn't it great?
Sarah, it's been like 10 years since you released an album, right?
Exactly 10 years.
So was it Lathrop's Waltz was the last
one? Yeah, Lathrop's Waltz.
Lathrop's Waltz.
Yeah,
and
the last one.
So what took you so long? What have you been doing?
Life. Life intervened. I just, took over my dad's publishing company, and I've been really busy with that. So
you've been busy with books.
Yeah, I've been busy with books instead of music. And then I think in 2014, I said, this is ridiculous. And then it took me 3 years to get this thing done. So
you got the bug again, though.
I did, yeah. And I have, I've been playing over the years, just not as much as I would like. So
who did you bring together to put this album out?
Well, I've been playing with Jane Orzechowski since we were teenagers, and so she's playing fiddle, and David Surrett on bouzouki, mandolin, and guitar. Kent Allen, who lives over on the seacoast and who has played piano and bass, and then some singing with the wonderful Susie Burke and Chloe Green, and also a couple of Jane's kids who are multi-talented family. So Francis is playing piano, and Russell is playing some fiddle and some accordion.
Kent Allen, David Surrett, Susie Burke, and the Orzechowskis. Got quite a bit of talent.
And Chloe Green.
Yeah. A lot of talent put together.
Absolutely.
On that CD.
I'm so lucky.
Now, what was the process for you? How did you decide what you're going to record on the album?
I started out thinking I was going to do a much slower album, and because some people have been bugging me for years saying, why don't you do a slow album? But my feeling has always been that if you do an album of completely slow stuff and sad things, that people, you know, I just couldn't do it completely slow. So I started putting together slower things, and then all of a sudden all the jigs and reels were creeping in. But I have to say, at the end, I haven't got that much fast stuff on there. So it ended up being a little bit slower. And, you know, I think there's a lot of depth to all the music.
What should we play next?
I think we should play Woodland Dream.
Okay, by, let's do that.
Dick Neville wrote the words to Bob McQuillan's waltz, Woodland Dream, sung by Susie.
Woodland Dream coming up from the album Elmwood Station from Sarah Bowen here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
While walking through the northern wood, I came to take my rest amidst a grove of graceful birch is where I lay my head. The heavens were filled with fiery stars, bright diamonds they did seem, and a band of angels did appear within my woodland dream. Now when first this vision filled my eyes, I dared not pay it heed. Sadness I did read. Oh, what could cause a sorrow so deep? I asked of them quite plain. When one amongst the angel band came forward to explain. For years we sang and danced at will, like larks we sang for free. And though we spent a simple life, we knew no poverty. But then a stranger came around, a man across the sea, and he carried treasure never known to our community. So we sold our dance and harmony for a pound of silver and gold. And now as these riches fade away, our silent hearts grow cold. So won't you play for us, my friend? Won't you spare us one short tune? Or else we'll spend eternity as silent. Stranger tale I never had heard, but she spoke so innocently that I played upon my highland pipes a tune called the springtime showers fall. They say the woodland
love that song, Woodland's Dream, the name of that tune here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Bob McQuillan did the music for it, and Dick Neville wrote the lyrics for the Woodland Dream. And there you heard Susie Burke on the vocal, and also you heard Sarah Bowen on the flute. And Sarah Bowen is our guest here in the studio. Her new album is called Elmwood Station, and that track is on that new release, number 5 for Sarah Bowen.
Yes.
Anybody else we should be mentioning on that? Who played the piano on that?
Kent Allen is playing the piano on that, and David's playing guitar, and Jane on the fiddle, and Chloe Green is singing some harmony vocals.
Yeah, I just love that song.
Yeah.
Sarah, you're from the Monadnock region originally, is that right?
I am. I was born in Peterborough.
Just had to ask you because you said you'd been playing with Jane Orzechowski since you were teenagers.
Yes. Our first band together was Drathspey with Art and Laurie Bryan. And I think I was 16 when that started, and Jane was probably 19. So, and we played together for a little while, and then Jane and I were in a band called Solomon Seal with Rick and Lorraine Lee for many years. And then, you know, we've played dances and we've been together for years playing. So,
where did you get the bug for the music, Sarah? Was it something that was handed down to you in your family in Peterborough?
Well, in a funny kind of way, my dad ended up moving up here. He married my mom over in England and they moved back to the United States. And instead of settling in Pennsylvania, where he was from, he came up to Nelson because he had come up as a teenager to work in Nelson with the Tolman at Tolman Pond. So he decided to settle up here. And so Newt and Jan Tolman were his people up here, and Janet was my godmother, and Newt played the flute. And so from the earliest age, I heard Newt playing and went to dances and things like that. So, and then I was really lucky. I went to the Well School in Peterborough, a little plug for the Well. And Dudley Laufman used to come to the Well and teach us dancing. And one year, I was 10, and he handed me a penny whistle. And I really haven't looked back since that day. So I went home and learned it and came back, and I've been playing dance music ever since.
A big dance scene in the Monadnock region.
Huge, yeah. Yes.
A lot of contra dancing going on.
Yeah, and it's a you know, the traditional dance that has been ongoing since early times. So
Dudley and Jacqueline came in, yeah. Oh, I don't know, a few years ago. I think they're due for another visit.
Yeah.
From Two Fiddles.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
They were able to play some music here in the studio. I'd love to get them back in here. So
right.
But Dudley Laufman, also a well-known name in the Contra dance circus.
Yeah, and very much responsible for the revival and the popularity of dancing in New England and then beyond. So
lots of dances. You know, we do have a, I don't know if you know this or not, Sarah, but yeah. We have a dance calendar on our website. So if folks are really looking for a contra dance or a country dance,
right?
We try to post as many of those kinds of things
That's
as
great.
We possibly know about.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
they're happening all over. All over New Hampshire and beyond.
So and beyond.
We try to keep people connected.
Great.
Almost every night of the week.
I know. There are dances really. All the time. It's great.
The traditional
it's
Monday, really... there's a Monday night dance over in Nelson. And
yep.
they have Saturday dances over in Peterborough.
Yep. First Saturdays in Peterborough.
Greenfield, Mass. There's a big one.
Yeah. There's a great dance down there.
Lots of dancing going on.
Yeah.
So
you
know that already. I don't need to tell you. Just want to remind our listeners.
Yeah,
though.
It's good to tell the folks out there.
And what I like about the dancing, too, is even if you don't want to dance, you can go listen to the music.
Right.
And there's
yeah.
always some great musicians that yeah. are forming up to play. So Solomon Seal you
yeah.
played with.
Yeah.
And you're also doing some stuff now with Sugar River, is that right?
That's right. I'm sort of an honorary member of the Sugar River Band since it's the Orzechowski family band, and they're a little bit more scattered to the winds now. Sophie's down in Florida doing graduate work, and Neil's in New York City, so I get to fill in. And Francis plays piano, and Russell plays the fiddle and accordion and piano. And sometimes they all get together, which is really fun. In the summer, we played at the Peterborough Dance, and it was all of us. And what a blast that was.
A big reunion.
Yes, it was. It was really great.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and speak some more with Sarah Bowen and hear some other tracks from the new release called Elmwood Station here at NHPR.
Duct tape and Bondo won't bring your car back from the dead, but donating it to NHPR can give it new life. If your old ride is haunting your driveway, why not turn it in to the programs you love? We'll even tow its mortal remains away for free, and you might just be thrilled by your tax deduction. Donating your old car or truck is scary easy to do. Find out how at nhpr.org/cardonation.
It's alive!
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Common Man's Flying Monkey Movie House and Performance Center in Plymouth, presenting artists, films, comedy, and more. Information at flyingmonkeynh.com. Sarah Bowen, the new album is called Elmwood Station. Why Elmwood Station?
I know, this is a little bizarre, but bear with me.
Yeah, we've got a train thing going on.
Yeah, we do have a train thing.
The cover has a train on it.
When I grew up in Peterborough, down at Noon Falls, and the train used to go by us there. And then I moved over to the seacoast, lived there for many years, and came back, married my sweetie Jane Eklund, and we bought a house in Hancock, not far from Elmwood Station, which used to be, and now it was long gone. But we started walking the rail trails and got really interested, like, wait. And then I did some research, and it turns out it was a really hopping scene there. A big junction of the Manchester and Keene Railway and the Peterborough to Worcester and, you know, up to Concord Railway. And so that was the crossroads. And there was a big flood in 1936 that wiped out one of the major trestles. And so then cars came in and then the war. And so the railways kind of died at that point. And then they bulldozed the whole thing down. But there are remnants in the woods and the trails are there and some of the railroad ties. And so it turns out that rail line went by my house in Peterborough. And so I've always been a train nut. It's a bizarre, geeky thing about me, but I love trains. And so I just thought, this is kind of cool.
So there really was an Elmwood Station, and
yeah,
that was in Hancock.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that somehow connected to the depot in Harrisville.
Yep.
So there
that
must have been a connection.
The line from Manchester to Keene went across Elmwood Station into Hancock Depot, across to Harrisville, and then to Keene. Marlborough, and then Keene.
And Kim Wallach wrote a song. You know Kim Wallach?
Yes, I do.
She wrote a song, House Beside the Tracks, or
oh,
something
neat.
Like that.
Oh,
it's
okay.
About the depot in Keene.
Oh, cool. Neat. Yeah.
So you train nuts, you.
I know.
What should we play next, Sarah?
Oh, let's do, why don't we do a zippy set? Why don't we do the Long Rain set? It's a set of reels, and there's a bunch of us on this one.
Okay, let's listen to it. We're going to listen to the Long Rain, Watchmakers, the Otter's Holt, and the High Reel. The new release from Sarah Bowen. The new album is called Elmwood Station, here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Thank you.
Sarah Bowen got a bunch of her friends together and they perform on these tracks on the new album called Elmwood Station. You just heard Russell Orzechowski playing the fiddle on that. You also had Francis on the piano and Kent Allen's on here. Jane Orzechowski's on this release. Also, you heard David Surrett on the guitar. What an incredible piece of work that was on the guitar. And of course, Sarah Bowen playing the whistle and flute on this recording called Elmwood Station on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Having a good time, Sarah?
I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like getting together with all your friends and putting out this great music.
It's been really wonderful, really heart filling and really.
How are you going to get the word out about the album?
Well, I'm doing my best. Here I am. I'm starting here. No, and I've been doing Facebook, you know, the usual social media, and I did a GoFundMe campaign, and I've been sending out annoying people with many emails. And but we have a couple of concerts coming up, the album release concerts. The first one is on the 19th of November in Kittery Point, because I used to live over in that neck of the woods. So we're going to do the first one there, and half the band lives there over on the seacoast. So that's going to be at the Kittery Art Association on Sunday the 19th at 3:30. If you want to go to that, get there early because it is a little bit limited seating, but don't hesitate. Please go. And then the second gig is in Hancock. And it's at the bottom of the meeting house, and that is going to be the following Sunday, the 26th, so the Sunday after Thanksgiving, also in the afternoon at 4 o'clock. And so we're hoping to have all the people that recorded at both gigs. I haven't heard quite if all of them will make it, but we'll have a fair representation and play as much of the album music as we can.
You have some other shows that you're going to be doing later on, or in 2018.
Yeah.
What's coming up in 2018?
Well, the biggest thing coming up more immediately in January is the Ralph Page Legacy Weekend, the dance weekend that happens at UNH every year. And this is, I believe, the 25th anniversary. So, and I've been tasked with putting together a Mac retrospective, so a Bob McQuillan retrospective, big 90-minute thing, so that should be really fun.
What will that look like, Sarah? What do you mean, retrospective?
Well, there'll be tunes and stories, and there were going to be dances part of it, but we've decided to move it, or the powers that be decided to move it into a more of a workshop room. So we'll tell stories and play Max tunes and you know, maybe play some of Dick Neville's movie.
That's going to be kind of hard, though, don't you think, having a retrospective without a dance space?
Well, I think it's easier on people than standing there for 90 minutes.
Sure, yeah.
There'll be tons of dancing, and, you know, I'll be playing with the Sugar River Band, so with Jane and the family. So
I know I'm hoping that you'll be able to come back and visit before the Ralph Legacy, Ralph Page Legacy weekend. For those that don't know, what is the legacy?
Well, Ralph Page was a caller that lived in Keene and sort of, you know, a lot of the dancing died out around World War II, and it didn't in Nelson and in Keene because of Ralph Page. So it's been continuous in the Monadnock region. Ralph's family left his collection. He collected and he wrote something called the Northern Junket, a little magazine that he put out. And all those archives started the Ralph Page collection over at the University of New Hampshire Special Collections. And so born out of that collection, they decided to honor Ralph and the dancing in New England and New Hampshire especially with doing this weekend.
How long has he been gone now?
I'm afraid I don't know that date. 25, 30 years.
And how long has it been since we lost Mac?
Mac was 2014, just a few years.
So they've had
some
time.
Although he's not really gone.
Right. No, he's got a lot of music.
He's very much around us all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A couple opportunities to pay tribute to not just Ralph Page, but also to Bob McQuillan on the weekend of January 14th.
I think Bob played at every single Ralph Page weekend until he died, so, which was pretty good.
And he died at the age of
90.
Yeah, jeez. So. He played the piano
and
right
he was ready.
Yeah.
He would say, Buzzy, which he used to call me. Buzzy, my ticker's talking to me. So he was totally at peace with it all. So had a great life.
And, you know, besides playing with Sugar River and working on this Ralph Page Legacy Weekend and producing another CD, you're playing some music with some other folks in the region. Is that right?
Yes. I have another band, which I didn't mention earlier, called Sewell. And that's with Steve Jones on the banjo and Tim Morey on mandolin and guitar. And Matt Harris plays the fiddle. And that's more of a Celtic old-timey fusion band, and we did some gigs this summer, and it was really fun. It just because old-timey is not the forte, you know, the flute and whistle. Even though a lot of the roots of that music are more Celtic, you know, some of the fast pace of those tunes is a little challenging for the flute and whistle. So it was really fun to try and learn the old-timey music, too.
Let's play another one from the CD, okay. And we're going to change the pace just a little bit playing this next track. You want to tell us what the tune is that we're going to hear?
We're going to do Blessed, yes? Okay, so Blessed is a Louis Collins song, a wonderful Louis Collins song that I, the first time I ever heard it, I put it on repeat, and I played it over and over and over and over again. And then in 2009, I got married to my sweetie, Jane Eklund, and it was our wedding song, sung by Chloe Green, who sings it here with Susie Burke. And at the wedding, the late Linda Schrade sang it with Chloe. And so I just love this song, and it just, you know, I feel blessed. And so that's what this is all about.
Let's play Blessed from the new album from Sarah Bowen called Elmwood Station here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
You have given me the melody as it poured forth from my heart. You have blessed me with the meter as it beat through my veins. As I walk with you and listen, your words come to me. Oh, blessed are we this day. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are we this day. So gently falls to soak the earth. Life bursts forth from the sea. Roots go stretching down to draw their strength from the soil. Upward grows the plant, always reaching to the hot beating sun. Blessed are we this day. Alleluia. Spoken clearly, blessed are we
love that Louis Collins tune, Blessed, sung there by our friends from the new release, Elmwood Station, Sarah Bowen's new recording. It's her fifth recording, and lots of opportunities to hear, at least a couple of opportunities coming up in the real near future to see the band over in Maine. Again, where's that location? Is it in South Berwick, Maine?
Kittery, Maine.
Kittery
Point, yep. The Kittery Art Association, right near the middle of, like, Frisbee's and, you know, right near Pepperell Cove.
And that's at 3:30 in the afternoon, and Sarah's going to try to bring together as many of the folks as possible. And then in Hancock on that Sunday after Thanksgiving on the 26th at 4 o'clock over at the Hancock Meeting House in Hancock, New Hampshire. We're going to be sure to put them on our calendar so that folks can see them, and hopefully we'll play some tunes from the new release up until then. So just to remind people to go to those shows.
Cool.
So what's next? You're a publisher, you're a musician, you're out there doing the music thing with all these great, talented people, and you just produced your fifth album.
Right.
Now what's on your bucket list?
My bucket list? Rest. Sleep. No, not yet. I have much to get through still. Trying to get the thing off to the manufacturer tonight. So, but in, you know, in the near future, I'm hoping I'm playing a lot more gigs, which feels great. You know, I haven't done serious gigs. You know, I've done the occasional thing, but it feels really good to be playing again.
Well, you just took on a new business.
Yeah.
You know, and you're getting your feet wet. It looks like immersion to me. You know,
yeah,
you really did
immerse
yourself into that. So you're getting that part of your life all straightened out. And
then
now you can just kind of regroup and bring all these other little elements together that you love so much. And that's been such a part of your life for so many years.
Right. Yeah.
So a couple shows and then the Ralph Page Legacy Weekend. And prior to that, another visit to the folk show with some of your friends.
Right.
Sounds
well, I know.
Okay,
we got to go wrong. That's right. We're going to have a great time.
Right. The only thing that could get in the way, I think, is inclement weather.
Well.
And we are at risk of that, but it's okay. We can forge through somehow.
Yes.
You got four-wheel drive?
Yeah.
No excuses then.
I know. I'll be here.
I really appreciate you coming in.
Well, I really appreciate being here. Thank you.
What's the number one thing you want people to know about this new release that we should make sure they know before we close up?
Oh, gosh. I'm still here.
She didn't go anywhere since Lathrop's Waltz, right?
Yeah. So, it'd be great to. We could play a couple of Scottish tunes if you play that side of the coin, which is sort of it's the end of the album, The Languor of Love, and the Grant of Shuley's contest betwixt his pipes, fiddle, and violin.
Well, that's also a deep part, a real big part of your heritage, too, right? Your mom has Scottish roots, is that correct?
Yes, both her parents were from Scotland.
Right, so a lot of the influences.
Absolutely.
So we get to play a tune that really will help us to understand Sarah a little better.
Yes, great, thanks.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
All right, take
care. Sarah Bowen's new release is called Elmwood Station. We have one last track for you tonight. Don't forget to visit our calendar for more details about the shows that you could see Sarah and her big band at. And also, just a reminder to check out the Ralph Page Legacy Weekend in January over at UNH. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio.